Chi High Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire for the rematch, Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial tonight. In high school hockey yard, WOGO, Greg Stewart, along with Connie Feedy here at Hobbs. We are also on YouTube. You can subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube. Sam Aberle, our producer for our YouTube coverage tonight, back at the Wogo Communications Center. Our producer is Carter Jager. Connie, it has been a grind for this Cards team this week with back-to-back losses Monday and Tuesday against teams that are, you know, I think are legit contenders for a spot at state. Wausau West and New Richmond, very good hockey teams. And now to add to the challenge here, the Cards are on the road tonight against a state-ranked team in Eau Claire Memorial with a roster that's kind of beat up. We've got some injuries and illness going through the team. And it's kind of a patchwork quilt right here for Chi High and Matt Luckowitz.
It is. You know, they have a few things going against them right now. They've had a hard schedule this week and season, and then they've had illness coming through and injuries coming through, and then these two hard losses on Monday, Tuesday, back-to-back.
5-0 and 6-1 to New Richmond.
Yes, yeah, against two really good teams, but that just makes it so much harder for the team to, you know, pull it back together and play good hockey.
So Chi High comes in here at 5-9-1 overall. They have lost 9 of their last 12 since they tied Eau Claire Memorial 4-4 in overtime back in Chippewa on the 3rd of December. Man, that was just a whole different atmosphere, wasn't it? Chi High was coming off 2 straight victories at home to open the season against Verona and Madison Edgewood. Then a thrilling 4-4 overtime, double overtime tie with Eau Claire Memorial. You thought, hey, this team isn't, maybe not in a total rebuild here. But then things have been tough since for Chi High.
Yeah, the wheels have come off a little bit. I wouldn't say it's not a done deal over by any means, but certainly the season started out really strong. And the game against Memorial, you could just feel the energy in the rink. The boys were working really hard. The momentum was on their side. They were doing really well.
Cards had a 4-2 lead going into the third period. Ethan Foyles with a couple of goals in that game. So they had some momentum. Then Eau Claire came back, the Abes, in the third period to tie it up. We're going to hear the name Gabe Pankratz a lot tonight. He had 3 goals in that game, and he is a force to be reckoned with, all-conference. In fact, a guy who was the Adam Birch Award finalist for the Unsung Hero last year in high school hockey in this state, and he is a terrific player. So Eau Claire Memorial, they're always tough. This is the 106th meeting between the two teams.
Wow.
It goes back a few years.
Yes, it does. The Memorial games are always tough. It's, you know, always a battle. Whenever you're playing the Eau Claire squads,
yep,
it's always a battle because the kids all know each other. It's bragging rights,
yep,
you know, for the whole time until you play them again.
Absolutely. Overall series, the Abes lead this one 71, 32 losses and 3 ties. So 32 Chi High victories. Eau Claire Memorial last year 26-0. They finished 3rd in the final state ranking. In fact, 6 BRC teams in D1 and D2 polls last year. So this is a tough conference. Their new coach is Jeff Schemberger, played for the Abes 37 years around the program. And he knows hockey, he knows Abes hockey, the culture of Abes hockey. And we're talking about the postseason. And it's a gauntlet get through this section with Memorial and Hudson and Stevens Point and last year Chi High being the dominant team.
Yes.
It's murderer's row here.
It is. If you can get through Section 1 and make it to state, you have a very good probability of winning the tournament.
They should just call this State,
yes,
Northwest or something here.
Right. State Northwest, yes.
All right. Well, Connie, it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think? Can we get a victory here? How do we do that?
I think we can. I think Chi High has to believe in themselves again and start playing as a team, start making passes and not just chipping the puck off the glass. You know, really go back to those fundamental plays of breaking the puck out, controlling the puck, good zone entries, you know, doing those little things right so they can have success. But the last two games, we've seen a lot of throwing the puck and panicking, and that doesn't help anybody.
No, it breaks down at neutral ice, and their turnovers and their goals scored for the opposition team.
And they're working so much harder because every time a turnover happens, you have to stop and get going the other way and get back and regroup.
Yep,
it's exhausting when you don't have a deep bench.
Absolutely. All right, Cardinal Countdown show here tonight. Greg and Connie up here along with Sam Eberle on YouTube. So just, again, subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube, and you'll never miss a game, hockey, basketball, whatever, here throughout the winter. We will take a break and come back and catch up with head coach Matt Luckowitz on our Cardinal Countdown program. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
It's the Cards and the Abes tonight here at Hobbs Ice Center. Good to have you along on WOGO and YouTube TV. The Cards at 5-9-1 overall, Memorial at 8-7-2, Chi High 3-3-1 in the BRC, and the Abes at 5-1-1. And let's go downstairs on our Cardinal Countdown show. Here's Connie Feedy with head coach Matt Luckowitz.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, I'm here with head coach Matt Luckowitz. You know, it's no sugarcoating the last couple of games you guys have had. How are the boys feeling tonight against the crosstown rival?
Well, we'll see. You know, it's been a tough week. Been a little bit depleted. We definitely took our lumps with New Richmond and Wausau West this week. I will say those are very different losses. One was we worked hard, we were depleted, and we at least fought through. We did some things well. I didn't think the score reflected the way we played, but the other was a very different tale, and I think that absolutely reflected how we played. We had a very different demeanor and tone and conversation after that game. So that said, it's in the past, and we're moving on. We're down here with one of our biggest rivals. The energy level, the vibe, you can feel it. They're ready to play, and they better be, because we're going against a great Memorial team that's playing well this year. They've got a couple of players that are lighting the lamp that we have to mark tonight. We got to get pucks tonight. We got to do the things that we haven't been doing for these 2 days, and we got to get healthy too, and we're going to see if we can make that step in that direction.
Yeah, no going around it. The team's been sick. You have key players that have been scratched, another key player, senior, that's been injured. You know, you can't control those variables, but it sounds like you can control the attitude. So it's great to hear that they're positive. What other things are you seeing that are good going into the game?
Well, it's pretty much that's it. When you're down, you're down. You start going down that slippery slope, and you got to find your way out of the hole. So it starts with making a pass. It starts with getting a shot on net. You know, everybody wants the big goal. Everybody wants the big hit, but those things don't always happen. You got to start doing the things that are fundamentally sound, that lead to opportunities, that lead to results. And so if we don't get back to basics, just passes on sticks, getting pucks in deep when we don't have a lane, the different things we talk about, if we don't get back to those basics, it's not really going to matter. So if we can do that, if we can humble ourselves just a little bit and admit where we're at and dig ourselves out of it, I give ourselves a good fighting chance here.
Absolutely. You have kids that have a lot of grit and a lot of energy, so hopefully they come out today ready to fire up. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Cotty, thank you. And head coach Matt Luckowitz in his first season here. A couple of first-season coaches in Matt Luckowitz and former Abes player Jeff Schemberger taking over. Mike Collins moved a little further down the bench. Mike had been the head coach here for a few years, wanted to spend a little more time with his family, talk with Mike before the game, and he looks relaxed. He's enjoying himself. A little less pressure for him. He can still enjoy coaching hockey for the first-year head coach, Jeff Schemberger. So the Cards really in need of a good game here. A victory would be terrific. If they can play well, they'll feel better about themselves. But Chi-High, having tied Eau Claire Memorial, can win the season series with a victory here tonight before the postseason. Chi-High 4-4 tie with the Abes in double overtime the first time around back in December, early December. Derek Strong's going to start tonight, had 35 saves in that game. Chi-High with a 4-2 lead going into the third. 33 minutes of penalties in that game. a lot of body blows, as always, between Chi-High and the Apes. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the Cards come out here after some tough losses here, especially on Tuesday, as Matt Luckowitz said, kind of a lackluster effort by this team on Tuesday. So they're really looking to turn things around and, you know, put that one aside, but change things up a little bit here.
Yeah, I was glad to hear Coach Luckowitz talk about the two differences in those games. You know, as we were talking about earlier, Wausau, we had 21 shots on net, but only 7 against New Richmond. That's a totally different game. The boys were, you know, they weren't doing the right things, the passing, smart plays, and going all out. So I'm glad the coach called them out on it.
Good to have Ethan Foyles back with the team. He's a guy who wants to play and kind of a team leader
as
a senior. Not sure how that shoulder's going to hold up, but just the fact that he's cleared and he wants to play, even though the wing is hurt a little bit here, says a lot.
It says a lot, you know, about his character. He loves hockey. He wants to be out here. He wants to be helping his team. It's his senior year. And it's a clear difference when he's out there playing and when he's not. You know, he just goes hard both ends of the ice. He makes an impact in the defensive zone and clearly makes an offensive impact, you know, with the overtime, double overtime winner against Eau Claire North.
So the Cards will get a long weekend here after this game.
Much needed.
But then they go through the gauntlet again. They've got three ranked teams in a row coming out of this game. Eau Claire Memorial earlier this season was ranked. They're not anymore, but they've had a lot of one-goal close losses. Hudson coming up, U School, Fond du Lac, all three teams are ranked. And Chi-High has to go on the road in 6 of their last 8 regular season games.
Yeah.
So a quite challenging schedule here.
Yes. I mean, Matt Luckowitz, you know, has talked about that the whole season. Their schedule is one of the hardest in the state, and he wasn't kidding. You know, it is definitely a hard schedule. It's hard to be on the road, especially near the end of the season. But, you know, hopefully they have some tenacity and they have some grit and they keep fighting.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. All right, Greg and Connie here with you. Connie played her college hockey here with the Blue Golds. For Mike Collins, mentioned Mike. He's the assistant coach for Jeff Schenberger, Berger with the Abes here. And familiar scene here for her tonight. Glad to have you along as well. Wogo, Wogo.com, and on YouTube. Again, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Just search that, and you'll find us, and you can watch the game and hear our play-by-play coverage as well. We'll get to the goalie matchup when we come back. A little longer Cardinal Countdown pregame show. They had the parent-teacher appreciation night here, so all the teachers were decked out in Abe's sweaters and out with their the skaters here tonight, student athletes with their favorite teachers. That's a great thing here, mixing the academics and the athletics in Hobbs. We're going to continue in just a moment. This is Cardinal Countdown and Cards Hockey on Wogo.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cardinal Countdown, Chi High, and Eau Claire Memorial here tonight at Hobbs Ice Center. Let's get you the goalie matchup. Third straight game where the Cards going to face a sophomore goaltender. Tonight it is Evan Madsen for Jeff Schenberger. Comes in with an 8-5-2 record. Goals against average of 2.47 and a save percentage of 9.13. For Chi High, it's going to be the senior Derek Strong, who really was the only player that played well against New Richmond.
Yes.
But it was an onslaught on the senior goaltender.
Yes.
And so I'm sure that we're going to get kind of steady Eddie from him tonight. 3-4-1 record for Derek. Goals against average of 3.52 and a save percentage of 8.88. And Chai is still looking for that steady goaltending. Broebold has played some, the freshman, still learning what it's like to play varsity hockey between the pipes. And Derek has been a good transition goaltender this year for Chi High.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to other people, you know, the last couple of days about how Derek was the only player that really showed up the entire game. There were flashes of good, you know, plays and good shifts from the rest of the crew, but it wasn't consistent. Derek was, you know, he faced 52 shots on net. That's not an easy night.
That's a boatload of shots.
It is. He was busy. He was flying from one side of the net to the other. So he did a good job.
And he oftentimes made that initial save a goaltender supposed to save and just didn't get any help from his D.
No. You know, the team was off. You know, like Coach Luckowitz said, they had illness going through the team, fatigue from the night before, playing two really good teams that don't give any time or space for free. You have to earn every inch of ice out there against those teams.
Chi High defeating Eau Claire Memorial three times last year, beat them 4-2 and 3-2 in the regular season, and then knocked off the Abes in the sectional semi 3-0. But it was only 1-0 going into the third there, and it's anytime. We had a sensational team last year, maybe the best in Chi High history, and even at that, it was 1-0 in the third. So you can kind of throw things out here when it comes to these rivalry games, North Memorial.
Yes, it's, you know, that's when the teams come with their best efforts and their best high energy. You know, they want to have that bragging right. That's a huge deal when you're a high school athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Aves here at 8-7-2 overall. They're down to their final handful and a half of games, and pretty much for Chi High as well when you look at what's left on the schedule. They've got Memorial tonight, then Hudson, U School, Fond du Lac, and they'll wrap it up with Rice Lake, Eau Claire North, Menominee, and Atner Richmond. So, man, they're down to their final, like I said, hand and a half of games left here.
Yeah, they really are, and it's not an easy cakewalk by any means. You know, every single game is a hard game. There's not one on that schedule you're like, oh, they'll definitely get it. They'll definitely get the win there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't overlook anybody.
That is for sure. So this game is key. I think Matt Luckowitz is looking to see some fire in his team coming out here tonight. They had one night to rest. Monday and Tuesday is a different animal when you're playing back-to-back games.
Absolutely.
You can't even practice, really.
No.
You just show up for game night and do the best you can. I'm sure they had a soft practice Wednesday, but a chance to kind of rest the weary bones a little bit here.
Yeah, rest their legs a little bit. Just work on those passes, special teams, positional play. You know, get the legs moving a little bit to get the lactic acid out, you know, or what have you. But definitely you're not going to be running an old puck practice that day.
That's for sure. Not skating lines on Wednesday night. So Memorial beat Chi High 6-2 in the JV game here tonight. And hopefully we can flip that script here in the varsity game. And we'll have it for you on WOGO and YouTube Sports. Our last road game before the playoffs. We'll be back home the rest of the way with the Chi High boys and CFM girls. Man, do they have a night. I saw Tony Menard here. His nephew plays for Memorial. He's in the JV game. And the former CFM coach. And we're talking about the sensational night they had over at River Falls against
the Fusion.
They really
did, yeah. Their goaltending was spot on. You know, their goal scorers were scoring goals. Everyone was working well together. They took down one of the top teams in the state.
Yeah.
Tonight, they're playing another great team. We'll be getting updates from them and
good.
Be able to let everybody know how they're doing. But they certainly are a rebuilding program. And, you know, it wasn't too long ago they won state. But
right.
That's
21.
That could be in the, you know, in the future for this team.
Exactly. We've got them on the radio and YouTube TV on the 21st of this month against Western Wisconsin, and then a rematch with the Eau Claire Stars on the 30th back in Chippewa, and finishing up with the St. Croix Fusion, team they beat on the road. That'll be at home on the 11th of February, so it'll be fun to see Michaela Hogan's team again.
It sure will, yeah. And I'm sure they've improved greatly since we last saw them against Hudson.
Yeah.
In Chippewa.
In Chippewa, yep. And then for the boys, we still have Memorial tonight, River Falls, and the rematch with Eau Claire North, a team that Chi High beat here. That should be electric.
That will be a big battle for sure. You know, with Chippewa winning in double overtime to keep that toolbox.
Yep, shorthanded in double overtime.
Yes.
Ethan Foyles, the guy who's back on the ice here tonight with that incredible goal in double OT. All right, so the Cards in their Road black sweaters with the red and white trim and the black breezers coming out here. Derek Strong roughing up the paint at the west end of the barn. Waiting for Eau Claire Memorial to hit the ice here. That should be happening very, very soon. And we'll be ready for some high school hockey on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and YouTube TV. Our officials tonight, Joey. Oh, wait. I'm not going to compete with that, for
no.
Sure. Our officials tonight, Joey Kohler and Andy Craigill are the referees, and Clayton Tim is the linesman here tonight. The teams are out on their respective goal lines. Evan Madsen stretching out in his net right now. The Eau Claire end of the ice, and the starting lineups here tonight for both teams announced right now. Derek Strong will be the goaltender for Chi High here tonight, and it's going to be a different starting D here. We started out with some younger guys on Tuesday. We're back to the seniors, Brett Krista and Sam Hebert, defensively for Chi High here tonight. Matt Fournette's going to be back on that first line, the sophomore with a couple of seniors. We'll center that first line for Matt Luckowitz as he kind of band-aids this team with injury and illness. And for Chi High, Derek Strong is going to skate out on the line here as the starting goaltender. Brett Krista is the defenseman. He skates up to the blue stripe. Here's Sam Hebert as his name is announced here tonight. And Brett Krista will be at one wing. The other wing will be LeMay, and Matt Fournette will be the center for the Chi High Cardinals. So a couple of seniors and a sophomore on the forward line for Chi High. And for the Abes, they'll start out with Gabe Pankratz, who had 4 goals and 2 assists against Menominee in their last game, had 3 goals against us, had the hat trick against Chi High, the 4-4 double overtime tie. He'll be on left wing here tonight. Seymour, the sophomore, will center. Diggins, who's had a tremendous year, will be on one wing. And between Diggins and Pankratz this season, they got almost 80 points between those two guys. Lossman and Troutline are the defensemen, a couple of juniors on the blue line for head coach, first-year head coach Jeff Schemberger here tonight. Abe's in the white home jerseys with the black breezers and the yellow and purple trim here tonight. So the starting lineups for both teams, we got you set. Puck drop in just a couple of minutes here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on MOGO and YouTube TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Yes. Position, oh, but there's a shot by Ethan Foyles. A razor sniper shot right there. Upper right-hand corner, we're tied.
Another three on the way for McDonald. Oh, Eli, step, bucket for step from the left wing.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV. Greg and Connie up here at the perch in the Mike Sullivan media area, and we are underway. Tapped into the Chi High zone, but an offsides call right here. Just 7 seconds into the game. Chi High and the Abes, 106th time these two teams have played. That's a lot of games under the bridge, huh?
That is a lot of games.
Cards work it back for Hebert. He'll go D to D. Feathered ahead by Brett Krista, but right onto the tape of the Abe's wing. And they'll work it on the near side. Pankratz will throw this one off the boards. It bounces right on. And the save is made there by Derek Strong. So no pun intended. Derek is going to have a strong game tonight, I think, to keep the Cards anywhere in this one.
Absolutely. He's going to have to come out sharp. Be ready for anything, any shot from any angle, because they're gonna be, you know, punching them out.
Diggins on the near wing, cycle back underneath for Pankratz. He'll backhand one to Diggins. Now they go up on top. Here is Lossman, feathers this one along the boards on the near side. Pankratz has it, goes cross ice, threads one over for Troutline, and his shot is deflected off a Cardinal player. And here's Chi High in transition. Brett Krista comes up just past the center checkered line and drops this one in, and the Cards make the change. Here is Austin Frenette on D. Frenette will play it up to the wing on the far side. Breakout pass. The passing lane cut down, but picked up right now by Ethan Foyles. Foyles coming off the injury. He's got it right now. Foyles ducks underneath the goaltender, Madsen. Now skates it. Hands it off to the D. Here is Frenette with a chance. That one went wide. Ricochets off the inboards and into the right wing elbow. A battle for it right there. Andy Johnson in on it. A couple of Cards getting in there. The Abes get three players on the biscuit. And it's on the half boards right now. Here is Ethan Foyles, turns and fires one into the corner. Centering pass right there for Dane Krista, and he didn't see it. The net was wide open on the left side, but Krista didn't see the rock coming to him, and it's cleared back out to neutral for Chi High. Backpedaling is Elijah Burmeister. Krista tried to pick up the loose change, but couldn't get there, and it's on the near side for Austin Frenette. He'll backhand one in, and the Cards get some fresh bodies on the ice. Here is Carter Johnson on this third line. Johnson ripped one off the wall, the left wing wall, and it comes deep in the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Cards get all their players back on. Couple of senior D right now. You're going to see Hebert and Brett Krista get a ton of time on the ice. Memorial's got it right now. And a whistle stops play right here with 14:35 left to go. And
Chippewa just never tagged up on that offsides, and there they go, offside whistle.
That was a long time in the zone being offsides right there. They can let him play for a while, but when they saw it was going to, they weren't going to pick it up, they just decided to whistle. So the drop of the dot on the right wing side, and here we go. Abes have it. Now they move it in, and here is Karnitz in the right wing corner. On this third line, so we got third line against third line right here. Comes back for Tucker Lossman, this first set of D. Lossman lost the puck, hopped over his blade, and back to neutral. So the Abes have to reset. Cards will dump this in, though, behind the center line. And that's an icing against Chi High. So a breather right here in the building. 14-11 left to go in this first period. No score. And the face-off, the draw in the Chi High zone right here. Cards get their number one line back out there. Matt Frenette. Good stick handler. Nice hands. Not a big kid. Wins this draw. Works it back into the corner on the left wing side. And the Cards will start up the ice. Fired just past the outstretched hands of Jackson LeMay. So we'll do it again. Same spot on the icing call.
Yeah, it's hard to catch a pass when it's on the glass.
Yeah, it's true. You have to be kind of a magician to get that one
right
to come down on the ice.
We got to find a way to get that breakout pass tape to tape or take a few strides and make something happen.
Should
open
be kind
up.
Of more of a tic-tac-toe out of there if we can.
And
here's the face-off again. Same spot. Chi High's got it. Jackson LeMay tried to work it back. Abe's got in the way. Here's Lossman with a shot. Cut off in the low slot and banked off the wall there by Kristen. Thrown right back in by ECM. Here is Brett. Turns. Skate stop. Open ice. Goes cross ice for Hebert. He couldn't pick up the pass on the back end. Couldn't control it. So Chi High has to work it back in their own zone. Now it's cut off. Picked off here by Diggins on this first line. Diggins on the yellow stripe just beneath us. Diggins bodied up against the wall by Hebert. Pankratz comes in as well. Pankratz now looking maybe for a wraparound try. Krista got in the way, and the puck loose on the half wall. Now back to the point. It's a scramble for it inside the left wheel, and it's going to be dished down the ice by Brett Krista as he catches it first. We go under 13 to play here in the first period. No score. Teams kind of trading punches right now, but pretty soft punches at this point. Memorial brings it in. Passing lane shut down there by Matt Frenette, but the Chi High Cardinals can't get control of it. They work it to the blue line. Stepping up is Francois to cut off the breakout, and it's back deep in the Chi High zone. Cycled for Hebert. Sam looks it over, will feather this one ahead, and this one is ricocheted off a stick and all the way to the far wall. Battle for it in the corner. Brett Krista in there. Got some puck support from Dane Krista. And this one comes back for Andy Johnson. Johnson to Brett Krista. He'll lift this one up but can't clear. And it's thrown right back in again by Troutline. Loose inside the Chi High D zone. Abe's in the midst of a change. And here is Foyles. Ethan comes up, crosses the Memorial line, and a quick wrist shot. Had some velocity on it into the glove of Madsen.
Yeah, what I really loved about that shift from Foyles is he didn't throw that puck up the ice.
Right.
He didn't just throw it to a player's area. He controlled the puck, got it in the zone, took a shot on net. He had poise.
What Chi High needs right now.
Yes, they need that patience and that calmness with the puck.
Troutline will angle this one back and back of his own goaltender. Throwing up the ice. Icing's going to be waved off. And Karnitz trying to chase it down for Eau Claire Memorial. The Cards worked it out. That was Carter Johnson, kind of just walked it out on his skates, and it's loose. A battle for it along the fence on the far side. Memorial now scoots across the Chi High blue line. That was Hulls, and he got in about 10 feet and had it poke checked off his stick all the way back to the Aves into the ice. Here is Carter Johnson, one-on-one, and a battle right there with the Aves competitor, and Eau Claire Memorial's got it in the zone right now. Here's Flannery, moves in, was dropped, and we got a penalty. A tripping call coming up
on Eli Burmeister.
Yeah.
I think he was just playing the body. I don't know if that's it looked worse than it was. But, yeah, Eli will go in the box, and now the Cards are going to be on the penalty kill. Not where you want to be against the Eau Claire Memorial.
That is for sure. Memorial on the power play at 22%. Chi High on the kill at 77% coming in here. And Brett Carlson is going to take this one. The draw. You got Carlson, Hebert out there, along with Jackson LeMay.
and Brett Kristoff. So the senior-laden penalty kill right here for Chi High. 10:56 left to go, and Pankratz has got it for Chi High. Centered it up and put it right on the tape of Brett Carlson. Then he tried a backhand, a clearing pass, and the Aves knocked that one down. Here's Pankratz. Oh, he went whipped to his far deep. Matt Diggins was playing along the blue line. Diggins the forward. And Pankratz tossed that one wide of the blue line, and Eau Claire Memorial has to back up. Here's a one-timer thumped into the corner by Derek Strong. Pankratz will touch that one, but Chi High's got a chance if they can load one up here. Two on one. Eau Claire Memorial in the back check. Here is Brett Carlson, and Carlson was shadowed as he came in and coughed up the puck, but he ragged some time off the clock in the power play. 1:03 left to go in the man advantage for ECM. Brought across the line by Diggins. He was pestered as he came in, but didn't lose the rock. Diggins has got it right now. Skates from right to left. Eyeing it up. Diggins wheeling and dealing. Now the drop pass right there. Off to the right for Seymour. Back to Diggins. Diggins has got it. One-timer on net. Stick save by Strong and cleared by Chi High. So a couple of saves for Derek on the power play here. 32 seconds remaining in the man advantage. 9:36 left on the game clock here in the first period. Aves change it up. Peyton Halls onto the ice now. This second power play unit jammed up against the fence behind Derek Strong, and this one winged into the Chi High bench off Sam Hebert's stick. And that'll whistle this one for the faceoff of the Chi High zone. 15 seconds left to go. Hebert's going to stay out along with Brett Kristoff.
Yeah, the Aves have had three shots on net during this power play, but I wouldn't say any are high-scoring opportunities.
Right. Derek's had a good look at all of them. Oh. Here's a shot, though. That one was a quick twister by Halls as he spun, and right, that one nearly hit the pipe. I think it just missed.
I think it hit the pipe.
You think it did? Yeah. It was close. It was really close. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the Cards are back to full strength. Dane Krista comes out, and we're 5-on-5 hockey now. 9 minutes, just under the 9-minute mark left here in the first. Eau Claire Memorial struggling to get something out in front as far as their passes are concerned right now. Weaving his way up the ice is Dane Krista. Past one man, past another. Krista can't stop and pop. And the turnover, Eau Claire Memorial's got it right now. Long stretch pass here, and icing's going to be waved off. The Cards got there in time. It was kind of slowing up on the ice here, so they were going to wave icing off. Reaching back for it is Britton Belonghi. Can't get to it, and it's loose in the center circle right now. Here is Krista. Dane Krista overskated it. Punched into the zone. This one wrapped around from left to right. Chi High gets there first. And here is Burmeister. Just got out of the penalty box here. Swept into the zone by Carter Johnson. Just at the checkered center line here with 8:05 left to go. Centering pass for Chi High. Aves were swirling around the Chi High offense. That was Belonghi down low, and he couldn't find the puck. And here comes Eau Claire Memorial. Across the line is Lossman. Launches one into the corner. Pankratz trying to get on it. Chi High, though, doing a pretty good job right now of getting to the puck first and at least clearing it up. 7:40 left to go here in the first period. No score. Chi High Memorial tied the first time, 4-4 in double overtime. And no score right now. It's 7:30 left to go. Memorial's got it deep in their own zone. They tried the long pass intended for Mac Diggins. This one aimed for behind the goaltender, Evan Madsen. Came off the wall, and Madsen may have dislodged his net just a little bit.
It was offsides. It delayed offsides.
Okay, another one of those.
Yeah, the Cards will come over the blue line to tag up, and then someone else goes over, and it's painful to watch, yeah, actually. But, you know, they're going hard. You can't, you can't get fault them for wanting to get hungry for the puck.
So what are you seeing tonight compared to Tuesday night for Chi High?
Well, I've been trying to pay more attention to their intentions with when they get control of the puck, and I'm definitely seeing crisper hockey. You know, they're making smarter plays, and they're not just losing the puck right away.
Matt Luckowitz had a hard talk with his team after the really humbling loss to New Richmond. Maybe it did some good here. Centering pass for the Aves. Got through the traffic. Back on the right side is Troutline. He loaded one up. That one went wide, and the Cards will clear it all the way down in an icing here against Chi High. 6:47 left to go. Cards just trying to cut this one down into chunks, shifts, you know, periods and shifts, each shift, instead of looking at the big picture here.
Yeah.
When you're struggling, it's probably a good way to do it.
I mean, I think sometimes our younger players are trying to make that extra move when they just need to shoot the puck. You know, Dane Christo was an example down in the corner earlier.
Here's Memorial, and a chance right there for Matthew Wonke. Turned and found the slot open and just shot that one a little wide. Another centering pass, or at least a spin around there by Memorial's Blake Ottoman as he came from behind the cage. And turn one just wide of the net. Ottoman's got it right now. Stops and pops that one over the goaltender. Strong hit the glass. Came right back out in front of number 35. There's a scramble for it. The low slot. Chi High just feathers this one ahead. They've got it. Here is Foyles. Foyles coming off the shoulder injury. First game in a while. And Ethan's got it right now. On the half wall. Now in the corner. He's going to carry it into the corner of the Abe zone. Couldn't do anything with it. Brought back out by Eau Claire Memorial. And the long pass intended for Dane Christa. Icing's going to be waved off. Christa pushing his defensive player into the boards. Looking for an opening right there. But Memorial will pick it up and turn it up the ice. Here they come. It is Flannery. Moves in. Off the crossbar. Oh, it went in. Oh, man. What a goal. It came off the boards behind Derek Strong, hit the window, popped up on the shelf on top of the net, Connie, and you could just see it was almost slow motion where he hit the ice and maybe somebody pushed it in. Maybe it was Derek trying to get his glove on it.
Yeah.
What a tough break for Chi High.
You can't even make that up. You can never, ever replicate that intentionally, you know, shooting the puck off the back of the glass. It happens to bounce back, land on top of the net, bounce out and in. I mean, that's a tough one to swallow for the Chi High Cards.
So the Cards trail it 1-0 on a grubby goal right there. Nothing wrong with the Aves trying that one, but it just, I feel so bad for Derek Strong because he's played well so far here tonight. But that one is just a no puck luck. That's tough luck.
Yes.
For Derek Strong. 5:12 left to go here in this first period. Flannery will get the goal here in the first period. Flannery is second of the season at 11:29. Even strength goal here. And Memorial leads this one 1-0. Well, they owe us one here.
They do, yes.
Let's get one of those ourselves, huh?
Right, yes.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Cards will clear it out of their own D zone here, 4:46 off the faceoff. And loose at neutral. This one's going to be dumped in by Eau Claire Memorial. Chi High is on it right now. Breakout pass. Here's Matt Fournette. Surrounded by a couple of Aves, including Pankratz. Fournette trying to chase it down in the corner. Aves will work it back out between the blue stripes. Banked off the wall by Burmeister. And this one's going to be deep in Memorial's zone.
Ooh.
Fournette can't chase it down. Here's a backhand try by Chi High. As Brett Carlson took a couple of whacks at Madsen. But Madsen had the post covered and no room for Brett on that one. 4:12 left to go here. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Wogo's broadcast team here and Wogo Sports one-timer. Thumped into the corner, angled into the corner by Madsen off the stick of Hebert. And this one is going to be shot off the far wall back in the Chi High zone. Brett Christen gets there, kind of hunkers down behind his goaltender. Looks for an opening. Now he'll work it to the wing on the near side. That's Andy Johnson. Johnson can't control, and Memorial will spin this one down the ice, and an icing call here against the home Abes. 3:43 left to go. First period, Chai trails it 1-0. Last time around, Chai got out in front, didn't trail till the third period, or didn't have it tied till the third period.
Right, yeah, Chai High scored on the first two shots of the game by Ethan Foyles, I believe, last time we played him. And now they're getting the lucky break.
Yep, 3:41 left to go here in the first. The hard around by the Abes. And here is Blake Ottoman. Ottoman moves up, tried to go cross ice for Wonky. He struggled with it for a moment and has it. Threw it into the right wing corner. Now it's on the left wing side. Sienko's got it. Bodied up by Chai High. And the Cards in transition work it to Andrew Johnson. He's nearly out of gas on his shift, but got there. Big Andy with the puck right now, trying to cycle it and give some time for some fresh players on the ice. And Andrew's going to hit the bench right now. Here is
right
Fournette.
Here.
Matt Fournette with a chance. He came around from right to left, got to the side of Manson. Here's the INT by LeMay. LeMay's going to step up. Centering pass comes on the right side. Reaching down on one knee was Hebert to try to get a shot on Manson. But kind of fanned on the puck a little bit. And Memorial dumps it all the way down. 2:35 and counting left to go, first period. Here is Brett Kristen. Hands this one off for Hebert. Hard off the wall on the far side. Rick wide pass for Brett Carlson. Carlson looking for Jackson LeMay heading down the slot. LeMay had it poke checked off his stick and retreats to pick it up at his own blue line. Now rink wide for Austin Fournette. Scramble for it left wing side. Fournette's going to step up. Drop this one midway in the Abes D zone with 2:05 left to go here in the first. And this one is going to be pinched all the way down into the Chai High zone. Cards come up with it. Off the stick of Fournette. That'll take care of the icing, potential icing. Matt's going to skate to the bench. Line change right now for Chai High. Pankratz has got it. He got their number one unit out there against our second squad. And here is Pankratz right now. Wheeling to Neal and trying to go coast to coast. Turned it on the forehand just as he got to the right post. And that one went over the glass and up into the net. Now to play here.
Well, the Cards' first line just had an amazing shift that I haven't seen for a couple games, where they made three passes to get into the zone. Every single one connected, cross-ice passes, stretching out the ice. They didn't get a shot on net, but they certainly put some pressure in the offensive zone.
Yeah, I'm sure liking what I'm seeing here compared to Tuesday night, for sure. Abes with the puck right here. Krushke lost it for a moment, reaches back, gets it at the blue line. Now he'll cycle it around for Pankratz. Kicks it up on his blade from his skate. He'll cycle this one in behind Derek Strong. And Chai High's Andrew Johnson will wrap it off the wall right on the yellow stripe. Over on the left wing side for Dane Krista. And a dump right here with 1:07 left to go in the first period.
And there's that, you know, that youth showing, I think, for the Cards there. You get the puck on the sideboards and you just throw it up off the glass and another icing.
Yep.
When you know, take a stride, take a look, there's going to be somebody open on the far side. But that's age.
That's experience. That's so true. 1:07 left in the game clock here in the first. It's worked back to the point and through some
good
traffic.
Save.
And a really nice save by Derek Strong. They had Diggins positioned right out in front of Derek for the redirect. And it went through at least three players on that shot from just inside the blue line. Now back to the point again. Here's Krushke with a shot ripped off the wall. Right on the stick of Brett Kristen. He'll clear, and the Abes have to touch up right here. Memorial gets on sides. Body's flying. There's a check out at neutral, much to the delight of the home crowd. Pankratz with a shot into the back of the net, the side of the net. Ricocheted right back to him, and he'll hand off to Diggins. Those guys have comboed many times here this season. Over on the near side, back to the point for Krushke. Krushke was covered by Brett Carlson, so just angled this one in the left wing corner. We're down to 23 seconds left to go. Cards need a clear, need to keep it 1-0 going in to the locker room here. This is Diggins. Mac Diggins wheels along the blue line, gets it over to Pankratz, loads one up. That one hard off the window and back out to neutral ice. We're down to 6 seconds left to go
And an icing call here on Memorial. Now they're going to wave it off with 1 second left to go. And the teams will head to the locker room with a 1-0 Memorial lead with a freaky goal at 11:29 of the first from Mason Flannery.
Just such luck that they had for that particular goal. I've never seen anything like it. I feel so bad for the Cards. But you know what? They haven't deflated their sails or anything.
No.
Like, they are going just as hard, if not harder, since that happened.
Yeah.
It's really a tight game. Shots are only 6 against Chi High and 4 against Memorial. So it's pretty close,
pretty close.
For shots on net. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take that. After, just a couple of clunkers here this week for the Cards, this one feels a lot different.
Yes, you don't get stronger by making it easy, though, right?
No.
So they have to go through those battles as a younger team. I know they have a lot of seniors, but half the team is still freshmen, or sophomores that haven't had a lot of varsity experience. So it's definitely a learning curve for the team and Coach Matt Luckowitz, but they definitely heard their coach on Wednesday.
They did.
And they are coming out so much better tonight.
So Chi High trailing 1-0 against ECM here tonight. And shots very close. So Cards put one in and we're all tied up.
We'll
see how they come out here in the second period.
And the Lady Cards with the CFM Sabres, they are playing one of the top teams in the state, the Hayward Hurricanes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right now it's tied 1-1 after one period, 10-10 shots on net. And it was freshman Allison Zhu with an assist from Avery
Lindstrom. She's a superb player.
Yeah, they both are. And, you know, the CFM Sabres are making a good name for themselves this week.
That's good. Okay. We'll keep track of that one tonight throughout the night as well. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm Agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. Michelle Mua, M-O-U-A, MichelleMua.com. Greg and Connie here. We're on Mogo Sports YouTube. It's Sam Aberle handling that department tonight. And our radio producer is Carter Jaeger. 1-0 to score. Eau Claire Memorial leads Chi High in this 106th meeting between the two programs. And we will continue from Hobbs Ice Center. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo and YouTube TV.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Chi High Hockey here tonight. Greg Stewart along with Connie Feedy at Hobbs Ice Center. Abes with a goal at 11:29 of the first period. It was Mason Flannery, his second of the season. Kind of a freaky goal, came off the inboards behind Derek Strong, made it hit the window a little bit, popped up on the shelf behind Strong at the top of the net, and then had enough velocity to get down on the ice, and it was a scramble for it. Unfortunately, instead of kicking it out, the puck was pushed in. So Chi High with a tough luck 1-0 game right now through one period.
Yeah, I think tough luck is exactly right. You know, when you describe that goal, you know, just you can't recreate that scenario, even if you tried 100 times to get that shot off the glass, to come back, hit the net, and then bounce off into the net. But, you know, the Cards, they haven't let that take the wind out of their sails. They're going hard. They're making some better passes tonight. Less of that, just they're still a little, probably maybe too much of banging it off the glass to nobody, but they're definitely making a lot better passes and just a little bit more poised tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see the panic
right
that I saw, as much panic at least, as I saw on Tuesday and even Monday.
You know, it's hard to play a solid game, a solid mental game, when you're not feeling well. And certainly the team has had its fair share of illness going through the squad. You know, you have guys that would never miss a game out homesick.
Right.
So that tells you how sick the team is at that point. And it's harder to make good mental choices when you're not feeling 100%.
Sam Johnson's back.
Yes.
Ethan Foyle's back. We're still missing Easton Skelton.
Yes.
Who, boy, he's really laid low by the bug here this week, missing all three games.
Yeah, and he's not an athlete that's going to sit home, you know, with any minor bug.
Right.
He's got to be pretty sick, and it's unfortunate because he's a good contributor for the team.
Yeah.
He's got, you know, he's tall, he's aggressive, he's a skilled player.
All right, good to be with you tonight on YouTube, WOGO Sports. And Wogo and Wogo.com. 1-0 Eau Claire Memorial leads it after one. The second game in the series, 4-4 double overtime tie. The first time back in Chipwood, early December, 3rd of December. And tonight the rematch with the Aves. We're going to be back in just a moment for the drop of the puck and a new sheet of ice here at Hobbs. 1-0 count. Aves lead Chi High after one stanza. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Position, oh, but there's a shot by Ethan Foyles. A razor sniper shot right there, upper right-hand corner. We're tied.
Another three on the way for McDonald. Oh, Eli, step, bucket for step from the left wing.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Cards hockey tonight at Hobbs in Eau Claire. Chi trails it 1-0 to Memorial with two periods to go. So plenty of time for Chi High, but it's been a tough week of scoring. They've had two-plus games here, seven periods, and only one goal to show for it.
Yeah, it's not a stat you want to brag about, but, you know, they played two hard teams. I would agree with Coach Luckowitz that the game against Wausau, the score probably wasn't quite indicative of the game it was. You know, they were outshot by a lot, but they still had 20 shots on net. But they faced a solid goaltender.
Right.
And that's going to make it a lot harder to score. You're not just going to get a, unless you get like that one like against Darius Strong, you're not just going to get one
exactly
in.
Right, a fluke goal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then against New Richmond, they just couldn't get any shots, and I think that that was the opportunity to do well against New Richmond was getting shots on their goaltender. He was a younger goaltender that had some areas of, you know, that they could have exploited, but hey, maybe they'll play.
Didn't happen.
They play him again, don't they?
Yeah, they do. End of the season over at New Richmond.
Yeah, so, you know,
you never know.
You never know what will happen there.
Right. So here comes Memorial out of the locker room. Led by Evan Madsen. And he will be at the west end of the bar now. Derek Strong on the east side. Both goaltenders pretty good size. Derek at 6'1". And 6 foot, 220 pounds, and Madsen at 6'1", 185. So they fill a good share of that net. 17 up on the board. First lines are out. And linesman Clayton Tim ready to drop on the logo at center ice here to start this second period. See if the Chi High Cardinals can get some O going, some offense here. Burnett against Seymour, and this one is dropped back in the Chi High zone. Brett Carlson laid out for it, couldn't get there, and Brett Krista also laid out in his own zone, and we got a tripping call. Krista, you could see he looked up looking for the call, and finally
I think both,
it was made.
Yeah, both Chi High players were looking for the call against the same
tripping call.
Same player, Gabe Pancras.
So he's one of their top players, top scorer for them this year. Good to have him off the ice.
Yes, it is. So we'll take this 2 minutes of power play with him sitting in the box watching.
Cards on the power play, well, only 12% this year. Let's see if they can get one right here. Memorial on the kill at 81%. Chi High controls off the draw in the Abe zone with the extra attacker. Here is Carlson. Banks it off the far wall. Receives a pass from LeMay. Back to Carlson to LeMay. LeMay now looks all right along the blue line. Nice save right there for Hebert to keep it inside the blue strike. Cards is playing with it up top. A shot taken. Didn't make it to the goaltender. And here is Mac Diggins. Mac Diggins will skate it up and then drop it back for his D to rag some time off the clock and gets a return pass. Diggins moves in, dangles, poke checked off his stick, and the Cards now steam up the ice right along the blue line. A pass that was Errett's. Cards have to reset. Brett Carlson's got it, and he'll backpedal a little bit here too. So the Cards taking some time off their own clock here. Tipped into the zone off the stick of LeMay, and a scramble for it behind Evan Madsen. Cards get a couple of players, but we got a hand pass, so it's going to come out of the zone right here. And we burned already a minute of the power play, Connie.
Yeah, you know, they called that hand pass against Maddie Frenette, but, you know, he got checked, and then he fell forward. I don't know how intentional it was. The ref was right there, but I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. But unfortunately, you know, that when they regrouped in the neutral zone on that zone entry, they made a strange pass back at the blue line.
It was.
Instead of going into the zone. So hopefully they can get their flow going a little
here.
Better. Yeah.
1 minute left to go in the power play. Two and a half gone here in the period. And Chi High sets up shop deep in their own zone, and they'll bring it out right now. Same unit out there. Here is Brett Krista. Goes rake wide for LeMay. He was pinched on the wall. Now finds some opening. And a one-timer through traffic. Had Krista down there along with Matt Frenette. Krista's got it right now. Brett trying to backhand one out in front of Madsen. Over to Carlson. To LeMay. LeMay backpedals. His shot knocked aside. That was blocked out in front by Wonky. And they go back to the point. And Hebert's got to scurry back to get it. And the Aves change up some players on the kill right here. Hebert into the zone. Hebert in the right wing corner. Now we'll backhand to Jackson LeMay. Down low for Matt Frenette in the corner. Centering pass. Didn't make it out in front. It ricochets into the left wing corner. And the power play is over. Loading up one. A hard one is Brett Carlson. That came off his own teammate. And here is Eau Claire Memorial. Karnitz is going to skate it up. And then bumped off the rock. And this one into the Chi High zone with 14:30 left to go. And it's up into the glove of Derek Strong, and he'll hang on to that one. So the face-off in the Chi High zone.
Yeah, you know, Chi High in the offensive zone, that power play, they're making good passes tape to tape. They tried to get the puck towards the net to get things to happen, but every single puck went wide, didn't even get a shot on net. Much better than Tuesday night.
14:30 left to go here in the period. Backhand try by Memorial right on Derek Strong. Bounced off the big C on his chest and into his mitt.
He was ready.
He was. 14:27 left to go. And here is Austin Frenette. Angles this one off the end boards. And Chi High is on the advance right here. Dane Krista past the center stripe. Throws this one in. Bounces off the inboards. Chi High trying to track it down. Here is Foyles. Turn. Tried to get one deep in the zone. Deflected off an Abe's player. Foyles on the near wing. Sweeps it in. 14 minutes exactly left to go. Second period. 1-0 Memorial lead. And here is Austin Frenette. Working it back to his own zone. Over to Foyles, and he overskated the rock, and here is Memorial in transition. Here is Hulls into the Chi High zone. Hulls in the corner is going to walk it out in front. Chi High had him outnumbered 3-1 and turned the puck up the ice, but that's going to draw the icing call right here with 13:34 left to go, second period.
Yeah, Peyton Hulls is a very talented freshman for Memorial.
Yep.
You're going to hear his name a lot in coming years. He plays for Team Wisconsin. Good poise for such a young player.
Hull's on that third line right now, but he won't be staying on the third line for very long. 13:34 left to go here in the period. Chi High with the win on the draw in their own zone. It's cycled around, and Brett Carlson's got it for the Cards right now. Hands off to LeMay. LeMay into the zone. Tried to use the Abe's Landon Wallen as a screen. That came off the shin guards of Wallen and ricochets into the left wing corner. Memorial in transition. Here's Pankratz. Loaded one up and it goes in. Pankratz's initial shot did not make it past Derek Strong. But
no, he fanned on it, and then our D went and got the puck, but I think Memorial lifted their stick and controlled it and just tapped it in. Chi High hasn't got a shot on net yet. 13 minutes left to go. Need to get some shots on the sophomore goaltender for the old Aves, and Memorial's had three shots so far.
3:53, the time of the goal here in the second. And the Aves have put a deuce up on us here at home. Chi High led in the first game 2-0. Now the Aves have turned it around here at home tonight. 3:53 at the time of that one. Strong again made the initial save, but the Cards did not help him out. And the second or third shot went in. Mac Diggins the goal. Pankratz with the assist. And Seymour, that entire line, picks up a point here at 3:53.
Here comes LeMay.
And here comes Jackson LeMay into the zone, but an offsides call on Chi High. Diggins, his 21st goal of the year, makes it 2-0. And there you go. Kind of symbolic of what's been happening here lately. Chi High had a chance. They had a rush into the zone, and a player offsides on the near wing. So we'll do it again. Here's the drop. Just a few feet outside the Memorial D zone. Aves will gather this one up and work it on the near side for Wonky. Wonky moves in, centering pass. Cards followed it in. And Andy Johnson's got it right now. Feathers this one off the wall. And it's brought in offsides by ECM. 12:09 left to go here in the second period. Well, the Cards have played much harder tonight, but they trail it 2-0 on the freak goal in the first by Flannery. And then Diggins here in the second. Cards really need to get the next one.
Comes Foyles.
Here comes
good
Foyles right now. Foyles trying to drag one through the legs of Tucker Lossman. Just got away from him. Rebounds off the wall. Big hit down in the corner. And backpedaling was Abear, and he fanned on it. And Brett Carlson trying to track it down in his own zone on the back check. And Derek Strong will jump on it, pounce on it, out of his goal crease here. That'll stop play with 11:45 left to go in the second period. Wholesale changes on the ice with both teams here. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Strong again with the save as it bounced toward him. He'll stop it. We'll have the face-off to his right. 11:37 left to go. Cards try to win a draw in their own D zone. They do right now. Here they come. And again, another errant pass. This one intended for Carter Johnson. Chi High has to backpedal and get it back at their end of the ice. 11:21 left to go. Here is Burmeister. Move from left to right. Pops up in the air as it was picked off. Where is it? Cards track it down. Right wing corner. And try to carry it out, and they do right now. Chi High able to get it out of harm's way as Belongi brings it to neutral ice, and it's thrown right back in by Eau Claire Memorial. 10:59 left to go here in this second period. Puck caught up in the right elbow. Chi High defensive zone. Going to be peeled off the wall, and Eau Claire Memorial tracks it down along the goal line, and Brett Carlson's got it right now. Carlson feeds it up through the slot, comes out to neutral, and going to be gathered in right there by Carter Hayes. Hayes looks to his left for Pankratz, spins, backhands one into the zone. Aves have to get on sides. And here is Austin Fournette with a long lead pass, and nobody there for Chi High. So an icing call here with 10:22 left to go, second period.
Yeah, you know, we're 6.5 minutes into the period, and we still haven't got a shot on net. We've had some opportunities where we make the pass out front, and we're just not connecting. It's a little deja vu from Tuesday night.
Exactly.
Got to find a way to finish those plays.
10:22 left to go, second period. Memorial up 2-0. They go D to D as Brett Carlson comes out and challenges the Aves' left point, but they still get it in deep. Memorial trying to set something up along the goal line. They work it right out in front for Pankratz. His shot steered wide into the right wing corner. Pankratz with a backhand centering shot. Cut off there by the Cards. Brett Krista on the near wall. Back to the point in the far side. One-timer off the shoulder of Derek Strong. Bounces around in front of the senior goaltender. Chi High can't clear. Pankratz slides over and holds the zone here with 9:43 left to go. And a scramble on the half wall in the Chi High zone. And the Cards finally get it out. But boy, this line, Connie's got to be exhausted out there right now. Here is Hebert. Hebert, bottom of the wheel on the far side. Goes tape to tape with Krista. They get it up to Matt Fournette. He is stood up at center ice by Hayes. And the Aves into the zone, and it's intercepted by Chi High. Here come the Cards right now. Jackson LeMay tucks under the Aves player. They get it off to the right. A one-timer on net. Saved by Madsen. Been quiet, but I think that's the first shot on net for Chi High in this period.
It sure is. It could have been wide, but we're going to give it to Chi High.
Yeah.
Just Carter Hayes has stood up and took the puck right off of Fournette's stick and just got it. Yeah.
Ugh. Well, we're not out of this one, only trailing 2-0. Next goal is huge. Chi High with the intercept in the zone. They go rink wide. And loading one up is Dane Krista, went wide. Austin Fournette with a chance through some legs. Krista in the corner. Now over to Andy Johnson. Leaves it back up for Dane. Centering pass. Cards get it back to the point. Here's Austin Fournette looking for an opening. Had to go wide. Fournette, that one thumped off the pads of Madsen. Saved there for the sophomore goaltender. And here is Memorial in transition now. Blake Onneman weaves his way through center ice, moves it to the left wing corner, and puts the big body on Austin Fournette. Onneman walking it in, bottom of the circles, and a shot, wrist shot taken just wide, and it floats into the left wing corner. Here's Onneman right now, cycles it back on the back check. And it's in the right wing corner, slides into the right wing side with 8:10 left to go. Chi High's got it right here. Ethan Foyles had his own player run into him, and it's back to the point. Held there by Wenke, and they are just buzzing our net right now. It is Tucker Lossman. Stepped up, but Chi High is right there to pick up the loose puck, and this is Ethan Foyles into the zone. Icing's going to be waved off as the Aves get it out to neutral right here for Andrew Johnson. Johnson tosses this one in deep, and the Cards get some new players on the ice. Long stretch pass for Onneman. Blake Onneman comes in. We got a tripping call right now against Chi High as Onneman in the left wing wheel was upended.
Brett Krista just, laid down on the ice, take away that passing lane, and just the tip of his toes took out the player for a tripping.
Yep, and he's talking to the bench as he comes in explaining that, but it's tripping.
It is.
So second power play of the night for Oakland Memorial.
Not who you want to be in the box, though, for Chi High. You want to keep Sam Avier and Brett Krista on the ice for these times.
7:32 left to go here in a 2-0 lead for Memorial, second period. Chi High gets their kill unit out there, including LeMay, Hebert's out there, Austin Fournette, and Brett Carlson. Here comes Mac Diggins. Diggins moves and fires a wrist shot. That one is padded into the left wing corner by Derek Strong, but Diggins is going to get a return pass. Now they get it high slot, one-timer on net, and ripped out of the air on the Seymour shot by Strong with 7:04 left to go in this first period. 1:32 on the power play left for Eau Claire Memorial with a face-off in our end of the ice. And Pankratz with a clean win right back to the defenseman Wyatt Seymour, the forward. He's playing right along the blue line. Seymour has got it. Hands it off to Pankratz. Not afraid to shoot. Takes the shot. Ripped around by Chai High, but right to Pankratz, and he'll step up. Pankratz, side of the circle, left wing side. Goes back from low to high to Diggins. Diggins wheeling and dealing right along the blue line. And Chai High trying to get there, but can't clear. And Memorial pitches in on the near side. Over for Karnitz. Karnitz stepped up. Now to Diggins on the near side. To Pankratz. One-timer. The redirect try and a nice save there by Derek Strong to keep it 2-0. Still the Aves on the attack. And here's Mac Diggins right now. Pankratz moves top of the circle. They'll trade places. Diggins has got it. Goes to Pankratz. Side of the wheel. Far side. And this one comes off strong and high in the air. About a story and a half up into the building here. Hits the net. That'll stop playing a much-needed whistle, I think, to Chai High here.
Absolutely. They have to finish killing off this penalty, about 38 seconds left, and then they really need to start increasing their offensive pressure on the Old Aves. I mean, they only 6 minutes left in the period, two shots on net. They have to start a little bit more.
38 seconds to go in the power play, and we'll do it again. Whistle stops play right here. Somebody cheated in just a little bit. 6:09. The game clock left here in the second. WOGO and YouTube TV. WOGO Sports on YouTube and WOGO. 680 AM, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Memorial's got it right now. Here's Carter Hayes. Hayes rink wide. And a shot with Matthew Wonky parked right in front of Derek Strong. And the senior goaltender again with a huge save. 2-0 Memorial. We're down to 17 seconds to go on the power play. Here is Troutline. Lays this one ahead for Hulls, but he retreats, and Memorial kind of broken up. We got an offsides call here. Matt Furnett was in on the offsides call.
I thought he was onside. That's the second time
that would have been a breakaway
Matt
chance from 16
that,
right there.
Yeah, that I have not agreed with, and I'm right on the blue line too. But you know,
we'll call him from up here.
My opinion means nothing.
Yeah, I know. 2 seconds to go on the Aves power play. 5:35 remaining on the game clock here. Cards to get that fifth man out very shortly. And the face-off at the dot just beyond the Cards' defensive zone. So the Cards kill this one off. Aves 0-for-2 on the man advantage on special teams here. And jammed on the wall, pinched on the wall there by Chai High, but they can't clear it. Here comes Memorial. Pankratz, who ate us up in the first game with 3 goals, had 4 goals in his last game. Right at point-blank range on Strong, and Derek makes that save. Comes back to the point. Here is Pankratz at the hash mark, side of the left wheel. Drops it down low for Diggins. Back to Pankratz, high in the zone. And Diggins has got it right now. Mack to the corner, goes cross ice, looking for backdoor from Pankratz, but beyond his reach with 4:50 left to go. The Cards need to mount some offense here. Coming up, stepping up was Dane Krista, and he got dropped as he came into the zone.
We're going on the power play for an elbow call against Eau Claire Memorial.
Well, when you're Dane's size, elbows are right at head level, aren't they?
They sure are. Hopefully Chai High can get a much-needed point.
This would be a great opportunity for him.
It would. You know, in last power play they just had, they did a good job moving the puck, making passes connect. Just couldn't get a shot on net, you know, when they had those opportunities. They put the puck towards the net, and then it got redirected or what have you. Hopefully now is the time.
4:43 on the game clock, 2 minutes up against Memorial. As Troutline sits on the elbow, and Chai High in the power play. They win this crucial face-off. Cycled around for Brett Carlson. Here is Krista, and it picked off his stick. Comes back to the point, and Hebert can't hold it. Memorial with a chance. Here is Karnitz trying to beat him. Some off-wing help from Jackson LeMay there, and Karnitz now just happy to rag some clock as they work it from deep in the Chai High zone all the way back inside their own defensive zone. Here's a dump, and that is down to 1:25 left to go in the power play for Chai High. As we hit the 4-minute mark left here in the first, weaving his way up the ice is Hebert. got bodied by Tucker Lossman, but Chi-Hi gathers it in. They've got it along the blue line. Now back to Carlson. Nice stop on the skate.
Oh,
backdoor pass right there for Brett Krista, and he fanned on it. Went down to one knee. Chi-Hi trying to get something cooking offensively. Back to Hebert. At the point, one-timer. Madsen with the save there. They're getting some pressure on the power plays for sure here tonight. Here is LeMay, down to 50 seconds to go on the power play. LeMay comes in, and that one came off Madsen's pads. And deflects all the way through neutral ice.
Good pass.
Guards trying to beat the Aves back on the change here. And Kristen's
right
there. Pass on net. And a save by Madsen. Carlson trying to follow. And the puck slips out of the zone here with 28 seconds left to go. LeMay searching for it. Finds it at his skates. And they'll work it up the ice. Here is Matt Fournette. Dangle past one player, past another. Fournette in the circle, surrounded by Aves players. The clearing pass is knocked down. Here is Carlson looking to center one up. That one went through traffic. Back at the point to Hebert. Down to 4 seconds to go. Trying to stuff it on the near post is Krista. And Madsen with the save. And a pile up in the crease right now as the power play ends with 2:42 left to go in this second period. The Cards did not get a goal, but they looked a whole lot better on this power play. Really got some action going against the sophomore goaltender.
Absolutely. Some really, I think they increased their shots on net by almost 4 shots there. You know, some good opportunities, making some good plays. At first, I was a little nervous because they only put one man on the loose puck in the power play opportunity, but then they regrouped and really came back strong.
2:42 left to go here in the second period. Face off in the Aves zone as Diggins talks to the referee here. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi-Hi hockey. The draw to the blocker side of Madsen, and Memorial able to clear it out in the neutral. And here is Pankratz to Diggins. Diggins spins, puts one on net. Save made by Strong. Back to the point for Carter Hayes. Hayes drops this one off to his right. And it is Seymour on this first line who will grab it in the corner. They work it down low, and it's going to be scooped up by Strong. But we're going to have a penalty here. I think this is going to be
Austin Fournette.
Yep.
Slash, I think.
Slash, I think you're right. Fournette's going to get it. 2 minute for a slash. That stick knocked out of the Memorial player's hands, and Fournette will sit for a couple. Third power play of the evening. There were 33 minutes of penalties in that first game. That must have been really wild, huh?
It must have been. I don't remember.
Here's Memorial. They've got it right now, trying to set up their power play. Over to Pankratz, top of the circle.
Ooh.
Quick wrist shot. Boys, he have a powerful shot. That one got to Strong, made the save, and got some help cleaned up there by Hebert. He came in and launched one on net. And Madsen with the save, as Hebert was the only guy in there. And Memorial's got the puck here with a 1:49 left to go in the game in this second period. Here is Pankratz as he was screaming in through the left wheel.
Great save.
Unloaded
for Derek
a shot.
Strong.
Another great save by the senior. 1:44 left to go here in the period. So the Aves will finish out almost the entire period with the power play unless they score on it. A 2-0 Memorial lead, and it's handed back to Pankratz. They go over to Diggins on the near wing, and a one-timer. Strong saw that, bounces that one in the left wing corner. Over for Seymour. Seymour, the quarterback at the top. Seymour shot, and it went in. Seems to me that it was redirected down and somebody got a piece of it.
Yeah, I don't think Derek saw it coming in. There's a lot of traffic right in front of him. It just kind of trickled into that five hole. I mean, this period alone, they have 18 shots against Derek.
Yeah. And he's stood tall. I mean, he has saved everything. You could ask him to save. It's the second and third shots that are hurting him tonight. And that one at 15:32 of the second. Seymour took the shot from up top, but it just felt like, it looked like it was touched down low, and I'm not sure if they're going to give him the goal or not. We'll find out. 15:32 at the time of the goal. Fifteen 32. So Seymour will get an assist. And did he say Pankratz scored that one? No, it wasn't Pankratz. He was up on top. So somebody else scored. I couldn't catch.
No, I couldn't understand the enthusiasm in the announcer's voice to understand the name.
I don't know that the audio system is the greatest I've ever heard here either, so it gets kind of muffled. Seymour is get an assist. Not quite sure who got the goal, but they got the goal. Memorial got it. It's 3-0 Old Abes here. They get one in the first, two more here in the second. Under a minute to go in the period. And this one's going to be feathered in by Wonky. And it comes off the wall. Wonky's going to pick it up himself. Chi High, let's see what they're made of right here with 35 seconds to go and trailing 3-0. Can they get something going in the third period just to make a game of it here and perhaps get back in the game? Back to the point. Here is Hayes. Hayes hangs on to it. Goes cross ice now for Krushke. He'll drop it in low with 15 seconds left to go. And Jackson LeMay picks it up and tried to walk it out himself and couldn't. His poke checked off his stick. Back to LeMay, though, and the breakout pass intended for Carlson. He couldn't control. Inside the zone and an offsides call here with 2.4 seconds remaining in this second period. Boy, you just wonder what might have happened if Chi High scored in the power play there and make it a one-goal game. And all of a sudden, it gets turned around, flopped around, and Memorial now up 3-0.
Those are the moments that can really change the whole landscape of a game is when you can, you know, cut that lead in, even though you're getting outshot. That makes the other team, you know, be on their heels a little bit.
That is for sure. So the kudos from his teammates to Evan Madsen, but it's pretty quiet down there for the sophomore goaltender. Derek Strong has really played well tonight, but not getting a whole lot of help from his teammates offensively and back in his own zone and in his own house as well. And Chi High trails this one 3-0 after two here on the Abe's home ice. Shots, what are the shots again? What do you have?
That period, I believe Memorial had 18 against Derek Strong. Ooh. Right. And we had 7 shots.
Oh, man.
And we were stuck at 2 for quite a while until I think that second power play opportunity, we were able to put a few more shots on net.
Man, oh, man. All right. Well, whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. 715-723-2977. H&R Electric. Proud to back Chi High Hockey. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We're on YouTube TV as well. Sam Aberle here running that. Our producer back in the Logo Studios, Carter Jaeger. Greg Stewart, Connie Feeney with you here at Hobbs. And a 3-0 Eau Claire Memorial lead as they attempt to win the 72nd win in the meetings with Chi High over the years. By the way, on the sports calendar, we've got buckets the rest of the way this week. It's going to be McDonald girls basketball hosting Eau Claire Regis, second round of that big rivalry, 6:55 pregame show with Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on Friday night, tomorrow night. And then Saturday afternoon, we've got the Max boys at Bloomer. Our pregame show begins at 2:10 with Caleb and Mark on Saturday. More hockey for you next week, Tuesday and Thursday. We've got the girls. We'll see Caleb Michaela Hogan's girls team on Tuesday night as they host Western Wisconsin. And then the boys back in action on Thursday night against River Falls, looking for revenge from that first game where Chi High lost to the Wildcats 7-2. So we'll continue with our coverage of Cards Hockey from Hobbs Ice Center. Our score right now, 3-0 Eau Claire Memorial after two over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo Radio and YouTube Sports.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Oh, we got a clarification on the first, on the third goal, because
okay,
there was traffic down low, and Eric Karnitz, the forward, was down there and touched the puck off the shot in by Seymour, so he'll get credit for the goal. That's his fourth of the season. So Memorial 1-for-3 on the power play here tonight. No highlights yet for Chi High, so they've been, you know, one goal in now 8 periods of hockey.
Yeah.
And just looking to get something up on the big scoreboard here tonight.
You know,
maybe
it starts
maybe
getting in your head.
Yeah.
You know, it can happen to just one player. We have that scoring drought, and, you know, get in your head. And now it's kind of like the whole team right now where they're in their head. And just have to get that puck in the back of the net, and hopefully good things will start happening.
Yeah, we're struggling to score goals. Foyles is the top point getter with 16 points this season. And you look at Memorial, and they've got Diggins with coming in here with 38 points. Pancratz had 39 points coming in here. So they've
quite a stark contrast.
Yeah, doubled up our top scorer, those two guys,
yes,
by themselves. So.
Yep. Yeah, I know LeMay has a good number of points for Chi High, and Foyles certainly is a threat when he's 100%. He's a, you know, a great player, and right now you can tell he's hurting a little bit. He's not going into the corners as hard as he normally would. You see him back off a little bit. I think there's a lot of intention behind that, but he's still playing hard game despite the obvious discomfort he's in.
Yeah, for sure. Separated his shoulder, came back from that, got cleared to play tonight. And he is playing, and I'm sure trying to keep his season alive, because you get another separated shoulder, it probably is going to be over for him this season. So just, I give him a lot of credit just for being out there tonight, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud to sponsor Chi-High Sports on Logo and Logo Sports on YouTube TV. We're going to come back and open the drop of the puck, getting ready here for the third period at Hobbs after two. It's Eau Claire Memorial 3, Chi-High nothing. This is Cards Hockey on Logo Sports and Logo YouTube Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Position, oh, but there's a shot by Ethan Foyles! A razor sniper shot right there, upper right-hand corner, we're tied.
Another three on the way for McDonald. Oh, Eli, step, bucket for step from the left wing.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Two periods in the books here tonight. Chi-High trails it 3-0 to the old Abes at Hobbs Ice Center. And Chi-High's going to have to really put on the afterburners to get back in this one. Maybe a quick one can light the fire here.
Yeah, you know, that'd be a great scenario right there if the old, if the Chi-High Cards can come out, get a quick one against the old Abes right away.
Team's back. Why even compete with a train whistle?
You really can't.
I just shut my mouth and let it go. All right. 17 up on the board.
Do or die for the Cards right
that's
now.
That's exactly right. First line's out there. for the Aves, Pankratz, Seymour, and Diggins. For the Cards, Matt Fournette and Brett Christie. Jackson LeMay.
Yeah, both Cards teams right now need to have a good third period, both CFM and Chi High.
What's the CFM score?
They're losing 2-1 right now, but shots on net are equal, so it's anyone's game.
Hayward. Here's a one-timer on net from Memorial. Clean save there by Derek Strong. Plenty of eyesight, eyeballs on that one as it came in. Chi High on the break. Tap pass picked off. Here's a chance by Diggins.
Great
the
save.
The intercept. Yeah, I'll say huge save. Diggins again with a chance at the half mark. Hash marks turns it to his forehand. And the Cards are letting Eau Claire Memorial take some serious whacks at their goaltender. 16-20 just underway here in the third period. Pushed up against the yellow stripe in the Chi High zone. Refs are going to let him play it, and it comes back to the point. Loading one up is Troutline. That one drifted wide, and Troutline had kind of shifted over to his left, so Memorial with the errant pass right there, but Chi High in the drop. It's intercepted on the back check by Diggins. Diggins moves in, one on two, trying to turn one toward the net off the backhand. Chi High with the INT. And they'll throw this one high in the air for Dane Krista, but he can't catch up to it, so an icing call right there.
Just out of reach for Dane. Yeah, that was interesting. They came into the zone strong, 3-on-2, and LeMay made a drop pass that his teammate was not expecting, skated right by it. Memorial came in and said, thank you.
Yeah.
And there they
gift.
Go. Yes.
But the gift didn't pay off.
No.
We're still at 3-0 Memorial up on the shelf. This one rolls around behind Derek Strong. And a battle in the corner. Austin Fournette down there. Netter is surrounded by Aves, one on either side. And finally, one of the good guys picks it up. And here's Andy Johnson. Skates up to the center line. And he lifts this one into the Memorial zone. But Carter Hayes gets there first, launches one down the ice.
No icing.
Icing's going to be waved off, touched a Chi High stick apparently. And so Chi High on the breakout right now, left wing side, pass for Andrew Johnson. That one came off, I thought he got a piece of that out along the checkered line here, but they're going to call an icing here.
You could hear it.
I could hear it, yeah.
But, you know, it didn't look like it. And if you're on the other side of the ice, you know, we have the advantage to hear it from right here.
15-11 left to go, third period. Cards struggling to get shots on net here. And this one rammed into the corner for Chi High. They're able to clear it for Carter Johnson. Backhand pass, outlet pass by Dylan Bass. And Memorial steps in across the line. This one in the left wing corner. Brett Christie got pushed into the wall. But got some puck support here from Hebert.
Good job, Hebert.
Hands
for
it off here from to Benton Belongne. But the offside's call. It just seems the wheels come off as Chi High gets into the zone here.
Yeah, Sam Hebert did an amazing job getting it out of the zone, making the pass to the guy on the sideboards in the neutral zone, continuing that rush as a defensive player. Unfortunately, that forward didn't get over the blue line.
Face off outside, just outside the Aves D zone. 14:44 left to go, and Memorial wins this one, but the backward pass is beyond the stick of Kruski. So it went right on net. Madsen will leave it for his D. This one off the wall and slides in on Derek Strong, and he'll just put the glove over it and hang on for the faceoff in his own zone. Royal Credit Union, when you're looking for a financial partner, has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. They're there to help you reach your financial goals and gives you great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org.
Good steal by LeMay.
I'll say, here comes Jackson right now. Side of the left wing circle, centering pass. Carlson was heading down the slot, just could not reach the rock. And it's cleared out to neutral by Eau Claire Memorial. Into the Chi High zone. Here is Pankratz. Scoops it up. Leaves it for Diggins underneath. Diggins trying to lift the stick of Brett Christa. And this one's going to come back out to center ice. Into the Memorial zone. banked off the wall, and an icing call right here with 13:53 left to go, third period. Time winding out for Chi High, running out here for Chi High.
It is. You know, and another good opportunity. LeMay makes a good pass across the ice to a rushing Card, but just can't connect with it. It's got to be getting frustrating for the Chi High.
It's like we're one pass
short
of really having a chance here throughout the night. 13:50 left to go here in this game. Chi High needs a quickie, trailing 3-0. Lugged off the wall all the way down, and an icing call here against Eau Claire Memorial. Brett Krista is coming back out along with Hebert on the blue line. How many miles do you think those guys skate every game?
Oh, I'm exhausted watching them. You know, they are endurance athletes as well as sprinting everywhere on the ice.
13:37 left to go. Back to action. Chi High's got it inside the Memorial D zone as Foyles tries to give it to Andrew Johnson, and that pass went awry, and it's back out to neutral ice. Memorial into the zone. The puck offsides. 13:21 left to go here in the period. Well, plumbing and heating, cooling emergencies don't take days off, so that's why Wirzgala Plumbing Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Chi High wins the draw, works it back for the D, some open ice here, and cross ice for Andrew Johnson. And he scoots over, can't hang on to it. Banked off the wall by Wonky, and Memorial tried to chase it down to the Chi High zone. Hitting the 13-minute mark left to go here in the period. It's on the half wall, hops up on the stick of Dane Krista, and here comes Andrew Johnson, cross ice. Johnson trying to play it through the Memorial player's legs. This one off the goaltender Madsen, popped in the air in front of him, but cleaned up by the Abe's D. And Chi High with a chance right now. Moving in was Dane Krista. Got a shoulder from an Abe's player, and the puck slides back in the Chi High D zone right here. Abe's in the midst of a change, gets some fresh bodies on the ice as the puck slides into the left wing corner for Elijah Burmeister. Cycled back for Eau Claire Memorial. Austin Fournette trying to reach the rock, and it comes back to the point on the near side for Krushke. Steps up a few feet inside the blue line, comes back to him, and a shot on net is cut off there by Foyles. Foyles tried to beat Krushke back into the Abe's D zone. And Foyles trying to work the body a bit, but you can see he's protecting that shoulder here after the separation. 11:56 left to go, and Memorial back at our end of the ice here. 3-0 Abe's lead. Bodies flying in the corner. Chi High's got it right here. This is Foyles. We'll lift it up, clear the zone, and he'll head off on the change. 11:42 left to go. Back in the Abe zone. They'll play it in. Offsides is going to be, or I should say the icing is going to be waved off here from Memorial. And Chi High with a lot of open territory, able to work it out to neutral along the center stripe. Carter Johnson turns, and he'll flop one in the left wing corner with 11:22 left to go. Memorial on the breakout, almost intercepted there by Brett Carlson. And this one's going to be taken away by ECM right here. Here they come. Memorial into the zone on the back of the cage. And they go back to the point for Lossman. Lossman's got it. And on the near side for Mac Diggins. Fires one. A one-timer. And the save made by Derek Strong. Back to the point through traffic from Troutline to Diggins on the near side. A scramble up front. And the Cards clear it off the window and get it out of the high in the zone. We've got a cross check right here as a whistle stops play. And Memorial's Pankratz is going to sit for two here, his second penalty of the night. And a cross check on Memorial puts Chi High in their third power play of the night with 10:40 left to go here in this game.
Yeah, great opportunity right now for Chi High. The coach from Memorial is talking to the refs, gives Chi High a time to catch their breath with that first line group. so that they can hopefully get something on the board. You know, Derek Strong has made some really great saves, some cross-site passes, and he's been there on the one-timer. Yeah, you know, he is just doing a really stand-up job. It's really exciting to see him have that success.
Yep. Second game in a row where Derek has played very well and kept his team in the game, and they just have not given him any offensive support here.
No, it's hard to win games when you're not scoring goals.
That's for sure. They've been shut out all but one period out of three games here so far, and we're near the halfway point of this third game. Ripped around the boards by ECM, and minute 50 left to go. Carson had some rubber on Madsen in the power play here. They peppered him a little bit, so let's see if they can get their first goal. There's a cough up, a giveaway, and here comes Memorial. Blake Ottoman moves in. Ottoman harassed as he came in. We got a penalty coming up on, I think Carlson's going to get it for the hook here. Ottoman, it looked to me like he just fell down, but Carlson is going to go to the box, and we'll go 4-on-4 here. Ottoman with the INT out at neutral ice. Carlson with a good back check effort there.
Excellent effort. I thought no matter what, he lifted his stick and it hit the shooter. No matter what, he's going to get called. I'm glad that they didn't call a penalty shot. You know, I saw that happen against the CFM Sabres where they had that happen. It was a game-deciding play. So,
wow.
Yeah, against a really good team. So, we'll take an even 4-on-4.
Yeah, I agree. Big sheet icer, 10-12 left to go, third period. Penalties on Pankratz for Memorial and Carlson for Chi High. Memorial now with the puck in the zone, just playing keep away. Here is Diggins, dangles, juking, top of the circle, right wing side, just wheeling the puck around. Memorial with the intercept and the Cards breakout. That was Seymour. Seymour gets it to Diggins. Up top for Carter Hayes. Hayes steps up, shoots a one-timer. A couple of saves there by Strong to keep it 3-0. Back to the point. Here is Lossman over to Diggins. Diggins, the drag step there. Lossman picks up the loose puck. And here's a one-timer by Diggins. Mac Diggins. From Carter Hayes, Diggins was backdoor, 4-on-4 hockey.
Yeah, that's a tough one to stop. He's wide open right there in the bottom of the circles, backdoor, one-timer. Derek did everything he could for that one.
The Aves have equaled the output of their last game against us, a 4-4 double overtime tie, but we haven't gotten any goals ourselves.
No, we're at 12 shots for the game, where Memorials have 34 shots.
Man. 9:25 left in the game clock. And Chi High down to their last gasp here as we tick it under 10 minutes to play. Austin Furnett chases it down left wing corner. Still 4-on-4. It was equal strength goal for a Memorial. Diggins gets his goal here tonight, second of the night. And here's a shot on net. Save made by Strong. Left a big rebound out there. Memorial shot it wide, and it comes back to the point. Here's Kruski off to the right. It's snagged out of the air, ripped out of the air on that shot. Off the stick of Troutline. And Memorial will have a power play, a very brief one, coming up here in 7 seconds. They are 1-for-3 officially on the man advantage here tonight. And a face-off to the glove side of Derek Strong. There's the drop, and Chi High has it. Pulled back for Krista. Brett has it, moves off to his left. Cards can't clear it out. Memorial still harassing Chi High on the breakout here. And Krista's got it right now. Krista, stick handles, and moves it up the ice, but right to an Abe's player. And this one is going to be swept in on the near side. 8:20 left to go. Memorial on the power play here. Shai Hive works it high in the zone. Can't clear. Lossman skates over and then paid the price for it. Lossman was decked on the power play, and we're going to get an elbow call on Krista as he came on Lossman. And Krista is going to sit for two here. And Memorial, just after the power play ended, is going to go on another one here.
Yeah, I think you're seeing the frustration of the cards coming out. And, you know, it's understandable why that's happening. You know, when you're not having a lot of success against three good teams in three games in a row. Yeah, and some of these seniors, you know, they were part of the squad last year. They know what it's like to win, and they want that.
8:10 left to go here in the period in the game. Two-minute minor on Brett Krista. So he'll get a break here. And Memorial has got Diggins up on top. Pankratz on the near side as they work the umbrella. Here is Seymour. Hands it off to his right to Diggins. Over to Pankratz. And his wrist shot is flagged down there by Strong. Nobody out in front of him, so he had a good look at it with 1:44 left to go in the power play.
Yeah, the Cards are struggling on these faceoffs. I've noticed they've lost a lot of them, or if they win, Memorial gets to the puck first.
Yep. Pankratz has got it right here. Slides it right along the blue stripe. And takes a return pass from Diggins. Now to Diggins. Now they go down low for Ottoman. Pankratz skates over to the right side, the right point. Ottoman's got it right here. Fought off a check. Over to Diggins. To Pankratz from Seymour. Pankratz in the left wing corner right along the goal line. Goes cross ice for Diggins. Had to reach back to get it after he lost it. Kept it inside the attacking zone. Here's Seymour bodied a bit, but got some puck support by Pankratz. Into the left wing corner for Ottoman. And cycled around. And the Cards, boy, you can just see, Connie, they are out of gas out here.
They are tired.
49 seconds left to go in the Abe's power play, and they're just having their own way right here. Just skating around. Chai Hyde. Here is Diggins to Seymour. Skates to the top of the wing on the near side, top of the circle. Launches a shot. Strong fought that one off. Now to 32 seconds to go. Here are the power play, and the Cards get it clear. Looking to change some players, and Austin Fournette's going to come off here. And in his place is Eli Burmeister. Here is Pankratz. Pankratz skates around, moves back in the slot, and it was loose right along the goal line. And that time, Derek Strong found it and smothers the puck. It was just like sitting on the goal line. Strong didn't know where it was. Nobody knew where it was. We could see it. He found the puck and finally jumped on that biscuit and hangs on with 9 seconds to go on the power play.
Yeah, just a terrifying feeling as a goaltender. When you don't have it, you don't know where it is.
Where is that thing? 6:19 left to go. There's the faceoff. 6 seconds left to go in the Abe's power play, their fourth of the night. And in the corner, here is Dane Krista. Krista backed up on the wall, and Chai High back to full strength here. With just 6 minutes to play in the game and trailing by four. Just any kind of offense would be great. Here is Andy Johnson, gets it over to Foyles. On the far side, Dane Krista, his shot is blocked by Memorial, and they work it in transition up the ice. Chai High stops him at center ice. Pass to Dane Krista, but it was high. He had no way of knocking that one down. Came off the window. Hebert tried to chase it down. The Cards just kind of helter-skelter right now with 5:30 left to go in the game. Dumped into the zone by the Cards. 5 1/4 remaining here. Dane Krista's got it inside the zone. Krista centering pass for Foyles. Moves on the forehand, and that one's squeezed between the glove and the blocker by Madsen. And the face-off in the Abe zone with 5:17 left to go. That's the first shot on net for Chai High in quite some time.
It is, yes. They've only had 2 shots this period. We only have 5 minutes left to go. It was a solid shot, though.
Yeah, right? It was a good shot.
It's a good scoring opportunity, location. It's good to see that.
5:17 on the game clock left here. 4-0 Memorial lead as they try to win the regular season series. The first game was a 4-4 tie. And it's pinched on the wall behind Madsen, the goaltender. Chiai trying to put the forecheck on. Here is Matt Fernette. Had a chance to walk it to the hole, but lost the puck, and it comes back, pops back out for Brett Krista. He'll cycle back over to Carlson, try to turn it towards Fernette to LeMay. LeMay can't carry it in, and it's going to come out for Pankratz, but he couldn't knock it down and play it either. Carlson's got it, 4.5 left to go in the game. Over for Hebert. In his skates. And here comes Wyatt Seymour into the zone to Pankratz, a one-timer right along the goal line. Save made by Strong. Chiai in danger of getting shut out for the second time in three games here.
Right, only that one goal against New Richmond in the last nine periods. Yeah.
Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always are proud to support local sports. StelterIncorporated.com. Greg and Connie with you. Our radio producer is Carter Jager. Our YouTube producer, Sam Averly. We're on the air everywhere from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. And a 4-0 lead for Eau Claire Memorial on Chiai. More hockey next week on Tuesday and Thursday. Girls hockey on Tuesday night, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown, CFM pregame show. Cardinal Countdown, 6:40 on Thursday night as Chiai hosts River Falls in boys hockey. We go under 4 minutes to play here. Memorial into the zone, and good poke check there by Sam Hebert. Will deflect the puck out at neutral ice. Dane Krista tried to work it up to the Eau Claire zone, but no luck there. And the Cards will get Jackson Williams on the ice for his first shift here. Big Jackson. And here is Dane Krista. Krista wraps it around the boards. Williams can't control. Memorial comes in. There's a shot taken by the Aves. That one from Cienko, and it's going to come back out at neutral. Eau Claire hits the reset button with 2:52 left to go. Puck on the half wall in the Chiai zone. Hebert's got it.
Three on one
coming. Here is Hebert with a shot. That one, a big rebound left by Madsen, but nobody there to put it in for Chiai, and Memorial's got it right here. Berglinger, his first shift that I know of out there for Schembechler. Or Schemberger, rather, for Memorial right now. Some players hitting the ice that haven't had shifts here tonight. Here is Colin Bill.
Nolan Menard for Memorial's out there, too.
Menard out there. Tony's nephew, Tony Menard, the former CFM head coach. Saw Tony here tonight. So nice to see him get a shift here as well. 2 minutes left to go in this one. Chiai trails it 4-0. Would love to hit pay dirt before the night is over, though. And here comes Matt Fernette. Fernette drops it back high in the zone for Hebert. But he had it sticked off his entry.
You can just tell the fatigue on Hebert, you know, making mistakes that he never would make.
Yep.
He's been out there a long time.
Yep, absolutely.
Same with Brett Krista.
Yep, 1:35 left to go in this one. As time ticks down, and the Chiai Cardinals going to absorb their 10th loss of the season. And they will have dropped three in a row with this one. They go over for the week here with 1:17 left to go in the game clock, and Memorial with the puck inside the zone. Jackson Williams back out there on the player change for Chiai. It's brought back to the point on the near wing for Caden Kruski. Kruski lays this one left wing corner. We hit 1 minute mark. 1 minute mark left to go. Third period. And Chiai just trying to avoid the shutout if they possibly can right here. It's out at neutral. Austin Fernette can't find the handle. Poke checked out of his reach and into the left wing corner for Eau Claire Memorial with 40 seconds to go on the game clock. Here comes Jackson LeMay. Again, a 3-on-2. LeMay was tripped up as he came in. No call on that one. Or are they going to call it? Yes, they do. So the Cards will finish with a power play here tonight with 28.9 seconds to go on the game clock.
At this point, all you can do is hope that you're going to get a puck in the back of the net.
Yep. Let's see if we can take the shot out away from Madsen here.
Yes.
Crash the net for Chi High. 28.9 seconds to go. Fourth power play of the night. They're 0 for the evening. This went into the left wing corner and a clear for Eau Claire Memorial on net. As we are down to 18 seconds left to go in this one. Maybe one final rush for Chi High. 13 seconds to go. Here is Hebert. Sam left wing corner. Centering pass right there. And Memorial has it. Pushes it into the left wing corner with 3 seconds. 1 second. There it is. 4-0 win for ECM. Eau Claire Memorial with the 4-0 victory over Chi High here tonight. And the Cards score 1 goal in 3 games.
They had 14 shots on net tonight. Memorial had 45.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough to score goals when you're not getting the puck to the net.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really hard to win games when you're getting anywhere in the 30 or higher shots against you.
Third straight loss for Chi High. It doesn't get any easier with Hudson University School and Fond du Lac, all three ranked teams in D1 coming up and playing now 5 of your last 7 games on the road here for Chi High. We'll have our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com as we head it toward the 9 o'clock mark here tonight. We'll see if we can catch up with Matt Luckowitz or Jason Krista on our postgame show. We have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap here tonight. Not too many of those for Chi High. And maybe the hero of the game for Chi High in a loss coming off right now, Derek Strong. He played very well here tonight but got no support from his teammates. Final score, Memorial 4, Chi High nothing. Here on WOGL, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO and YouTube. We'll be back.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Yes. Position. Oh, but there's a shot by Ethan Foyles. A razor sniper shot right there. Upper right-hand corner. We're tied.
Another three on the way for McDonald. Oh, Eli, step. Book it for step from the left wing.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, the Cards absorb their 10th loss of the season to the old full Eau Claire Memorial, 4-0 here tonight. And Chi falls to 5-10-1 on the season, 3-4-1 in the BRC. And Connie is downstairs with head coach Matt Luckowitz.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So, you know, you talked about the beginning of the game, getting, you know, some passes crisper, you know, having a hard talk with the team. You could tell the team was different than Tuesday. While the score may not reflect it, how are you feeling about your team's play?
Yeah, there's a few things I think that we definitely improved on tonight. One of them was just playing smarter, playing within what we got right now. Saying, boys, you know, we're not healthy right now, so we can't be doing things that we can't be trying new things right now. This is not the time for that. So just staying in our D zone, making sure we're going to button up that. Did a pretty good job of that. Started off with a really just bad bounce. I mean, that's just one of those unlucky things that really sets you back. You're doing things well, and then a bad puck goes in, you know. And then some of the fundamental things, though, we got to get better at. I mean, just back to simple passing. We got guys that are making saucer passes when they should just be putting it on the tape, and they refuse to do it, and it's a habit that needs to be broken, and we got to get back and break some bad habits this week.
Absolutely. We're noticing you're getting those opportunities in front of the other team's net. Saucer pass, completely missed, and there goes the opportunity. It would have been a nice shot, potentially a goal. You know, some things that happen to goal scorers, though, is they go through a scoring drought. Your team hasn't scored more than one goal in 9 periods. How do you regroup your team that is capable of scoring and has been?
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, we've all gone through these slumps as players, and you don't know what it is. There's no magic sauce, but you got to keep working hard. You got to keep doing the fundamental things and be sound at those things, and sometimes the puck just starts falling. So the Cardinals, we're going to keep our heads up. We're going to be positive. We're going to move forward. This is not a healthy team, and we know that. Boys battle tonight for what they got. We've got guys that are playing that maybe shouldn't be out there. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm struggling in my mind. But they want to play. So I like the heart. I like the grit. I like the determination that we have right now. But we just need to get healthy. We're just not where we need to be. And once you get healthy, all of a sudden, those little things, those little misses that we're making, I just remember in New Richmond, we probably had about 4 or 5 little misses that could have been goals. Wausau West, same thing. We know we're right there. And that's hard. That's hard to tell these guys to not get deflated. But you guys do have to do the things we're telling you to do. And if you keep doing those things, good things will come.
Absolutely. You know, the fans are seeing it. We're seeing it up in the score booth or the audio booth. You know, we're seeing that exactly what you're saying. There's a lot of potential there, a lot of things to be positive about despite the scores of the last 3 games against 3 very good teams. You have to be proud about your goaltending, though. Derek Strong, you know, 2 great games the last 2.
Yep. Derek was dialed in. You know, we've kind of been doing this thing where, you know, who's going to be our starter? And honestly, we don't know. It's week to week. It's practice to practice. Who's going to step up? Who's going to be there? But you can know this now going forward. On any given night, we're going with the guy who we feel gives us the best chance to win. Don't get me wrong. We're disappointed to lose. Losing sucks. We absolutely hate it. It's deflating. But that said, we do have to keep our heads up. We will stay positive. But it does. It starts with goaltending. We need our goaltending there. I wouldn't put much on Derek tonight. He made a lot of nice saves back there. Unfortunately, had a bad bounce. Unfortunately, just had a blown coverage. They had a nice power play goal. So that's tough to defend when you got 2 guys in front of you. You got a lot of traffic, and you got some really hard shots from the outside. But we made some adjustments there in the third period in that power play. Our killers made some adjustments, and when they did them, we found that they kept the puck on the perimeter. They got no shots on us. So we adjusted. We figured some things out. We might see them in the playoffs, and that might come in handy.
Absolutely. Your team is definitely improving and learning, and thank you so much, and I wish you the best success in the next couple games.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Connie and Matt Luckowitz, thank you very much on our postgame show here. Our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, they're now hiring for auto glass technicians, windows installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, names you know, they're all Eau Claire Memorial names that you know from hearing their names here tonight. Chi High without a goal here tonight. Probably the star of the game for Chi High, as mentioned, is goaltender Derek Strong, but didn't get a whole lot of help from his teammates. The score was 1-0 after one. First goal was that fluke from Mason Flannery, but flukes count as well. Flannery hit it off the back window behind Derek Strong. It popped on the shelf behind him, the top of the goal mouth, goal net, and then came down, and it was pushed in, I think accidentally, maybe by Derek or one of his teammates, and 1-0 after one. Then the Abes scored a couple more in the third period, or second period, pardon me, and the first of two goals tonight for Mac Diggins, outstanding player, at 3:53 of the second, and the second a power play goal in that period. That went off the stick of Eric Karnitz, got the feed from Seymour at the top, a power play goal. He was down low and redirected that one, and in the third, it was the second of the Diggins goals. The assist going to Carter Hayes at 7:35. So one in the first, two more in the third, or second, pardon me, and one in the third. And Eau Claire Memorial walks away with their ninth win of the season. They are 9-7-2 overall. Great record in the BRC. They are 6-1-1 in the BRC. The only loss coming to Hudson this year for Eau Claire Memorial. Chi High at 5-10-1 overall and 3-4-1 in the BRC. Did we get a final on CFM yet tonight?
Yes, they unfortunately they fell 3-1. Even shots on net, but you know, that's a great,
maybe an open netter for Hayward at the end.
It could have been, yeah. Yep. You know, and it's not a bad showing against one of the top five teams in the state by any means, and it's a young squad for CFM. Yep. So you know what? They're going to beat them when it counts, though, and that's when it matters to go to state.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's a good way to look at it.
Yes.
And we'll see them on Tuesday.
Yeah.
CFM Sabres playing Western Wisconsin. We'll be there with them back at home. 6:40 pregame show on Tuesday, and then back with the boys on Thursday as they host River Falls. So Chi High, well, I guess just what can you say? Three losses here. Let's get them next week, huh?
Yeah, you know, as Coach said, they're not feeling the best, so hopefully they get a healthy team next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Get our players back. Get Easton Skelton back.
Yes.
And some guys healthy. And maybe a better shoulder for Foils and that kind of thing. Final again here at Hobbs, Eau Claire Memorial 4 and Chi High nothing. Kudos going out to Sam Aberle here with YouTube, Wogo Sports on YouTube, our producer, and back in the station, radio station, our producer tonight has been Carter Jaeger. For Connie Feedy, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Basketball tomorrow night, McDonald Max Girls hosting Regis, then Saturday afternoon, 2:10 pregame show as the Max boys travel to Bloomer. We're back on the air with high school hockey on Tuesday night of next week, 6:40 for our pregame show. From Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire, good night.
WOGO, your sports station. Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cards Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.